When Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them to the end. Tonight, we continue walking with Jesus on his journey to the cross, and we join him in his ministry of humility and service. We join him in his calling to love to the fullest extent, to love to the end. And he gives us a new command tonight, a new mandate, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. And so we do that tonight. We join in these two of the most tangible and powerful acts of Christ's love for us and our love for one another, foot washing and Holy Communion. Our lectionary has two options for the gospel reading for Maundy Thursday. One we read tonight, John 13, which Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. The other option is Luke chapter 22, in which Jesus institutes the sacrament of Holy Communion. Foot washing and communion, they go together, because at the heart of each is God's love for us. And at the heart of Jesus' life and ministry is his love for us. And so it makes sense that Jesus draws to a close his earthly ministry by instituting these two practices. As Jesus and the disciples celebrate the Passover feast right before he is betrayed, arrested, beat, and crucified, Jesus pours himself out, and he pours himself out in service and in love as he washes the feet of his disciples. And he pours himself out as he institutes the Lord's Supper. And then finally, Jesus pours himself out on the cross as he gives his life for sinners like you and me. Where his blood washes over and cleanses us from our sin. See, Jesus is calling us to walk as a people who embody this love and service. This love that he demonstrates in the Lord's Supper and in foot washing. Jesus empties himself to show us his love, to attain salvation for you and me. The 20th century priest and theologian Henry Nouwen spent years teaching some of the most prestigious universities in the world, rubbing shoulders with wealthy and powerful and important people. But in the simplest and most humble of places, he came to realize this powerful expression of Jesus' love poured out for us in foot washing and in communion. Nouwen left his job at Yale and spent the second half of his life living and serving in Laarch communities, homes around the world where those with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities live and work and worship together. And one night, in a basement church service, Nouwen experienced Jesus in a new and profound way. As he sat and shared in a service of foot washing and communion with those with and without disabilities, those the world has forgotten, he experienced God's love in a new and powerful way. And he realized something. He realized that these two practices, which we will participate in tonight, belong together. They belong together as an expression of God's determination to show us the fullness of his love. Foot washing and communion are an expression of God's determination to show us the fullness of his love. And if you're here tonight, for one reason or another, you are here because God loves you, and he is determined to show you the fullness of his love. John tells us this is true of Jesus and his disciples, saying, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And it's true for you and me as well tonight. This is the heart behind Jesus' willingness to pour himself out, in cleansing, to pour himself out on the cross. It's his love for us, love for his beloved children, love for you and me. God is determined to show you the fullness of his love. So if you can, for a moment, put yourself in this room during this moment of humility and service. You're with Jesus and the disciples, and you're ready to feast. But Jesus has gotten up from the table. He's laid aside his outer garment. He's put a towel around his waist, and he's stooped down low. And he begins washing the dirty and smelly and grubby feet of his disciples. If you can imagine for a moment, what does his face look like? What does Jesus' face look like as he stoops down and washes your feet? When he asks you to love like he loves, what does the face of those who you love, who you are called to love, look like? Whose feet are you called to wash? A few years ago, I served at an Anglican church in Denver, Colorado. In my job there, I got to work with hundreds of people every week who lived on the streets, who were experiencing homelessness and addiction and poverty. And for years, this church has had a wonderful service. They have had a bi-weekly foot clinic. And in this clinic, volunteers remove the smelly and dirty shoes and socks from the feet of our friends who lived on the street. These socks and shoes were practically stuck onto their feet, as many were unable to actually remove their own socks and shoes during the week. So they live with them on 24/7. But gently and lovingly, the volunteers would wash and treat these feet. And they would anoint with perfumed lotion the feet of those who are forgotten, those with addictions and mental illness and physical deformities, those whom the world considers unworthy and undeserving of love, those who the world says are unworthy of such compassion and intimate touch. But in that foot clinic, perhaps more than any other place on earth I've been, I saw the face of Jesus. I saw Jesus in the men and women who sacrificially poured themselves out in love for their neighbor. And I saw Jesus in the men and women who were scourged and stricken, dirty and poor. I saw what the kingdom of God looks like. And so tonight, as you receive the washing of your own feet, as you wash the feet of your brother or sister in Christ, as you receive Jesus' body broken for you, his blood shed for you, you have the chance to see the loving face of Jesus. And as you participate in these two practices, I want you to imagine the face of Jesus in front of you. I want you to feel and know and experience Jesus' immeasurable love for you. And I want you to know that Jesus would gladly get up from the feast table, take off his outer garment, put a towel around his waist, stoop down low and wash your feet. He would wash your feet. This is immeasurable love from Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the Savior of the world, the King of all creation. And he's ready to receive you at his table and wash you clean. So come. Come to his table. Receive the bread of life. Come, let him wash you clean. Let him love you to the end. St. John tells us, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The Lord Jesus, rising from supper, laid aside his outer garments, took a towel, and washed his disciples' feet. Then he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? If I, then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.